So how do you become more relentless and take massive action towards your goals? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode of the Solopreneur Podcast. Look, in the solar business, there's really only two types of people. There's the ones that crush it, make six, seven, and eight figures, and then there's everyone else. The question is, which one will you be? Over the last 4 years, we've studied the sharpest solar sales and marketing professionals and how they build multi-million dollar incomes using only the best sales and marketing strategies. So how do these solopreneurs do what they do, and what makes them so successful? This podcast is your answer. Join us and thousands of sales pros, marketers, and entrepreneurs as we take the solar industry by storm and uncover what it takes to sell more solar with less effort. Welcome to the Solopreneur Podcast. What's going on, everybody? This is James Swiderski, and I am super excited to be hosting the second episode of the Solopreneur Podcast. And today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics when it comes to mindset and entrepreneurs, especially in the solar industry, and that is how to become more relentless and take more action towards your goals. And not just how to do it, right? We all know how to take action. We know what that looks like. I don't need to break that down to you. But how do you continually have that mindset instilled in you? And how do you do that consistently, right? I often get asked by my sales team, James, how do you stay in a top A-level mood all the time, right? And the truth is, I don't. Nobody's perfect. I don't know anybody who's always in a peak performance state, but I could tell you that I have that peak state about 90-95% of the time, and that's more than most people. And I attribute that to a lot of my success in sales and marketing and all that great stuff, right? So today I want to talk about, you know, why is relentlessness so important, and what are some really practical steps that you can do to be more consistent and more consistently have this mindset, okay? But before we get into that, I want to welcome new listeners, right? The Solopreneur Podcast, we are catered, and we want to serve you, the entrepreneur, sales professional, marketer in the solar industry, and give you all the tips, strategies, and mindsets like today's topic on how you could just crush it and dominate. We know that the solar industry has so much potential, but a lot of people are lacking the tools, the environment, and the community that we're creating here. And that's what the solopreneur movement is all about. So the only thing we ever really ask for these episodes is you bring a friend along. That's our fee. It doesn't cost money. Bring a friend, bring a fellow coworker, your sales team, whoever it is, somebody that you feel like could benefit from the content in these podcasts, right? And if you don't like the content, right, don't bring somebody along. I don't expect you to leave a review, a 5-star review, if you don't think this is a 5-star level content, right? Make us earn it. We want to earn your respect and trust with that, and we're going to over deliver on what we promise. I could assure you that, but let us get there first, right? But if you take value from this, anything in the Solopreneur brand, then please bring somebody along that's going to help us get this out. Okay, so let's get that housekeeping crap out of the way. Let's get into relentlessness, right? How do we become more relentless? But before that happens and the how-to, we need to understand the why. Why do you need to become relentless, and what is it, right? Why is it so important? And here's the deal, okay? Only those who are relentless in this industry are going to become world-class. And that goes with anything, right? My background's in music. I used to play trumpet in high school. I was one of the top trumpet players in the country, and I won a couple of national competitions. And it was my dream, right, through all of high school and a little bit in middle school to become a professional jazz trumpeter, right? And the way I got there and how I accredit this, and I really understood relentless, what it takes to be relentless at a young age. And that's why I feel like I'm qualified to talk about this. While I may be only 22 years old, I've been relentlessly pursuing my goals since I was 10 years old, right? I used to do football, then I got into music, and now it's entrepreneurship and business, right? And it's that same tenacity that I've had, that same drive to take massive action and have that mindset to be the best and world-class at whatever I do. That is why I feel like relentlessness is a taught skill. It's not something that comes natural to people. And that's a big misunderstanding. People think, oh man, I'm just not born that way. This guy just has a lot of talent. I don't think that I could do this. No, those people, the people we look up to, all the world-class actors, entrepreneurs, business people, they learned how to become relentless first. It's a learned and acquired trait, and you can learn it just like they did. Doesn't matter what background you have, you can become relentless and take massive action towards becoming world class at whatever you do, okay? And here's the deal. There's plenty of room out there to just be okay, be average, be mediocre, and be pretty good, right? Top level mediocre, 80, 90%, right? But you, the entrepreneur that's on this podcast and part of this movement, I know that you want something more than that. You're not here to just become, you know, pretty good at what you do. You want to be the best. A solopreneur wants to be world class at his craft, okay? He wants to be the best marketer, the best sales professional, the best closer, and the best business owner. That's what it means to be a solopreneur. So, if I got you wrong, right? If you don't want to become the best, you don't want to be world class at what you do, this episode honestly may not be for you because, to be frank, not everybody is born to be relentless. That's just the truth. Not everybody is. Because if we were all relentless, I mean, this world would be a pretty crazy place. Let's be real, right? If everybody was so ambitious and had such a hard-driving personality, I couldn't even tell you what it'd be like. But I can tell you this. If you're the kind of person who does want to be the best of the best, these strategies I'm going to share with you today are what took my career to the next level and have taken my career in multiple different industries, music, entrepreneurship, right? Whatever it is, I've applied these same principles and they've worked. So let's talk about what is it, right? What is it to be relentless? To me, and this is all my opinion and opinions of other entrepreneurs and mentors of mine, it's that you're never satisfied and you're always striving to reach your potential. What do I mean by your potential, right? Means that you're not trying to compete with people. And that was a huge thing in music for me. And one of my mentors that, you know, took my career in the music industry to the next level was, he told me that, you know, James, here's the deal. You're good. Right? You're pretty good at trumpet. You're good at jazz. You're getting pretty decent. You're best in the state at the time. And I wanted to become one of the best players in the country. And he told me that, look, the reason you're not where you want to be right now is you're too concerned with competition. You're looking around in your state. You're saying, well, look at this guy. And at the time, one of my rivals, his name was Tyler Webb. And he was like one of the best guys in Utah and in the country. And I was consistently comparing myself to him. And I was saying, well, what's he doing? How's he practicing? How's he doing this, right? He practices 8 hours a day. I need to do 9 hours a day, right? And it was good. It was a good, healthy competition. But it still was holding me back because I compared everything I was doing to Tyler Webb. Then I took it up a next level. I looked at some of the top players in the world, right? Wynton Marsalis comes to mind. I was looking, okay, look at these world-class guys, musicians. What are they doing that I'm not doing? And then I would adjust there. But here's the deal, guys. If you keep comparing yourself to other people, you're putting a cap and you're putting a limit on what you can accomplish. So what he told me, and it changed everything, was start trying to become the person you are capable of. Or the person with the maximum potential, right? So if I stop comparing myself to others and I look, what am I capable of? What am I really capable of achieving in this lifetime? That's the person I want to chase, right? Ed Milet always talks about, you know, the journey of life is to be able to approach the person that you were born to be and realize that it's the same person and be able to recognize that person. I don't want to meet my potential self and not recognize them, right? I want to be able to reach my full potential, and that's who I'm comparing myself and chasing afterwards. So if you look at some of the top guys in the world like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, right? These guys didn't compare themselves to other athletes. It would be downgrading, right? They were chasing their full potential. Michael Jordan will talk about that in Tim Grover's book, Relentless, and I highly recommend you go check it out. It's kind of the theme of this entire topic today, Relentless by Tim Grover. And Tim Grover was one of the coaches for Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, right? Some of these world-class, amazing athletes. And he always talks about, you know, Michael was light years ahead of everybody else because he was comparing himself to his potential, right? And that's the key with entrepreneurs. They don't compare themselves to the competition. They reach their potential, okay? Now, here's the second thing, though. Relentlessness means you take responsibility for everything. And I think of Jocko Willink, the Navy SEAL commander, right? He's got fantastic stuff out there. Go check out his podcast, one of the best in the world, right? And he talks about responsibility and having extreme ownership is the key to taking relentless action towards your goals, right? And what does that mean? It means that I'm responsible for everything in my life, my environment, my finances, my fitness, my family, my faith, whatever it is, I'm responsible for that because ultimately the things that we could control are our body and our mind. Those are the only things we could fully control, right? But if you could control those two things, that means I could control my actions and I could control how I feel about stuff, how I react to things. And if you have control of those things, nothing could touch you. Somebody says something offensive to me. They say something like, you can't do this. You can't become good at solar sales. You can't get good at marketing. You weren't born to do this. However I filter that through in my brain, that's the control I have. I could say, no, that is my identity, right? I am going to become good at this. It's my responsibility too. So realize that a relentless entrepreneur in the solar industry takes responsibility for all actions. He doesn't blame. He doesn't blame others. He doesn't blame his circumstance, his upbringing. It doesn't matter. He takes control because when it comes down to it, the person who has responsibility and assumes it is the person who could fix whatever it is. You can't fix something that you're not responsible for. Think about that. If I'm bad at sales and I blame somebody that I'm bad at sales, you know, who has the control? That other person does. I don't have control. So take responsibility and never be satisfied and always try to strive to reach your full potential. That's what relentlessness is. Now, let's get into how to do this, right? How do we do that? Because you could say, you know what, James, that's cool. It sounds fine and dandy, right? I understand. But I've got this going on. I've got this, right? You don't understand what it's like to be in my family. You don't understand what it's like to have a family, like a wife and kids, right? Because I don't, right? I don't have a wife and kids. I can't tell you what that's like yet, right? But I can tell you how I've applied it to myself and many of our other students. And these are the actionable steps and how I get myself in this relentless mindset mode, okay? Number one is learn to control your environment and raise your standard, okay? What does this mean? My environment is how I ultimately am going to behave, right? If you've ever heard that you become the average of the five people that you hang out with most, right? That applies to everything. You become the average of the five TV shows you watch, the five movies you watch, the five books, the five people you hang out with. You have the average wallet of the five wallets you hang out with, right? Those five people. You need to be able to control your environment as a solopreneur, right? And you've got to be able to raise your standard of excellence, meaning what you tolerate is what you ultimately will get, right? If I tolerate only making $70,000 a year in this industry, like I'm just okay, I'm satisfied with it, I think it's all right, then I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to take more action to raise that level because I'm okay with where I'm at. And that's the biggest problem that all of these sales professionals have in this industry is they're just satisfied with where they're at. They're not happy with it, but they're not saddened by it, right? They're not depressed about it. They haven't hit a rock bottom to where they feel like, okay, I've got to change, right? They're just sitting right at middle ground. And here's the deal. You are never, you can't stay at maintenance in this game, right? you can't just maintain an average pipeline in solar. You're either getting worse with your pipeline or you're getting better. You're earning more money or you're earning less. There's no in between. So you, as the entrepreneur, you need to raise your standard level. You need to raise the level of excellence that is mandatory. It's a must in your life, right? So if you want to make $100,000, you need to make sure that is the standard, meaning you take that on as an identity, that I make $100,000 in solar, that I have funnels that give me 20 leads a week, whatever it is, that I close 90% of my deals. You need to have that standard before you get there. Think about that. You need to have that mindset so ingrained to where it's on a subconscious level. That's what relentless entrepreneurs in this industry do. That's what the sales professionals that are clearing 7 and 8 figures do. They have that standard and they adopt this mindset and they control their environment. Now, speaking of environment, some of the most toxic environment destroyers, I call them, are people, okay? And as harsh as it sounds, you need to know how to control the people in your life. And you need to know how to stay in control of your emotions around them. See, when I started, a lot of my family members and people would tell me I wasn't good at sales, right? Or you don't know anything about solar. Why can you do this? You don't know anything about entrepreneurship. You can't start a business. I knew that if I kept believing what they tell me, the lies that they tell me, if I even tolerated them saying it to me, then it was going to become my identity. And that's the dangerous part. A lot of the time, entrepreneurs will just be like, oh, yeah, that's okay. I'll just ignore them. They're saying stuff. No, I refuse to. I'll bring it up. I'll be confrontational about it because I don't let that toxic environment seep into my mind, right? Because if you let that in even a little bit, that's going to totally change the game for you. You can't let that stuff in your life. So if you have toxic people, you have a toxic environment, an environment that is not conducive to where you want to go. If you have that right now, you need to take a good hard look, take an audit of all the people and ask yourself, are these people I hang around with, are these friends, family members, are they helping me reach my goal or are they keeping away? There's no in between, remember that. Are they helping me become better? Are they making me want to raise my standard to become better so I could fit in with them? Or are they taking me away from my goals? I think if you take a hard look at the people that you're spending time with, a lot of them are not going to be in line with your goals and where you want to go. So how do you deal with those people, right? What if you got a family member and you can't just drop them and cut them out of your life? Just audit the way that you behave around them. So for me, if I have a family member that doesn't believe in what I do, they don't believe in my goals and where I want to achieve, then I just don't talk about that with them. I'll just keep it with the super superficial stuff. I won't talk about my dreams and goals with family members because I know how they're going to respond with it. And that negativity is going to affect me on a subconscious level. So you got to be careful with that, guys. It's super important. Now, the second key fundamental step I would say to becoming relentless is you got to find a reason that's bigger than yourself, okay? So when I'm looking at sales professionals, when I'm hiring guys, I look for a couple of things, okay? Yeah, there's the single hard-driving guy, and if he's got a bigger reason, he wants to make a bigger impact, then cool. But the guys that I really like to hire are the people who have responsibilities. They've got a family to take care of, right? They have something like that. Some reason they wake up in the morning and get to work. Because here's the deal. When it comes down to it, I won't go do the work it takes for myself alone, right? I won't go and make over 100 or 7 figures in this industry. And I won't put out podcasts like this for myself, right? That it just doesn't work for me, right? So I like the guys who, you know, they've got a family to take care of, right? They have a bigger purpose. They have a bigger reason to get out of bed in the morning because that's what's going to help them drive and have that ambition to become better. So find whatever it is, right? Maybe it's the community. Maybe you want to help more people go solar. Maybe you got to take care of your family. Maybe you want to buy your parents a nice car, whatever it is, right? Find whatever reason it is, it's going to help you have that ambition and relentless drive. And it could be a small thing, right? It could even be a superficial thing. Maybe you want a Lamborghini really bad, right? Whatever it is, I know plenty of guys that it was a superficial object, right? And a material thing is fine as a motivator, but make sure that it really will motivate you and it's not just something you're telling yourself that you want. Because a lot of people get caught up in the, oh man, I got to have a boat. I got to have my own private jet thing. Like, if that's not what you really want, then don't bother with it, right? Find the true thing that gets you motivated, gets your blood pumping. That's what we're looking for. Now, the third thing, and this is the hardest thing, obviously it's easy to talk about it, but it's super crucial to having the relentless mindset in sales in this industry, and that is to develop an insane amount of discipline in every area of your life, right? Discipline equals freedom. Remember that. Jocko Willink talks about that. Discipline equals freedom, right? Discipline in keeping your pipeline full. Discipline in having 11 to 20 installs a month, right? Discipline in how you interact with your family, right? Business, finances, right? Downtime. How are you disciplined with your downtime with family or friends, right? How are you disciplined in your environment? All of these things contribute to your success. And I know it seems excessive, right? When I tell this to new sales professionals in this industry, they think, no way, dude. Like, how does that affect my deal flow this month? How does when I wake up in the morning, or how does me going to the gym or not going to the gym or pushing really hard in the gym, how does that affect my deals, right? How do I make more money because of that? That's totally unrelated. And here's the deal. It's all connected, 100%. How you do anything is how you do everything. If you are lazy about just the smallest little thing in your life, right? If you let one little thing go, I guarantee we could go look at another area of your life that has something that's off. If you're okay with having a messy house, right? A messy car. I bet you there's a mess we could find in your finances, in your business, in the way you qualify customers. Maybe you were dishonest with a customer here or a prospect here. I bet you you're dishonest in another area, right? So I know it seems overwhelming when you're looking at this, because I know I was when I first heard this concept, right? But as soon as I developed discipline and realized that discipline's not a punishment, right? Having that pain of discipline is nothing. It's going to pay dividends in the amount that you receive from those actions. Meaning, yeah, maybe it sucks that I wake up at 4:30, right? That's my time, right? I wake up 4:30 in the morning. I call it my magic time. It's when I get stuff done for 3 to 4 hours before I start my work day. And the discipline of me getting up that early is nothing compared to the reward I get from it. To have 3 to 4 hours of quiet time before the world is up, to be able to work on my goals, work on my business, to get better at my skills, to coach, to train in sales, that far outweighs the pain of having to get up early, right? So realize discipline equals freedom and become disciplined in all areas. And then the last thing, guys, and it's kind of a 2-for-1, is you need to take massive action and get uncomfortable. For me, this means I don't wait, okay? Massive action, speed of implementation. Meaning if I have an idea for something, say I have an idea for this podcast, for example. I was thinking about this podcast topic just 2 hours ago, okay? For me, I could have been like, oh, I'll just write it down and I'll record it when it's easy. No, if I have an idea on this or a thought, I'm not going to wait for even a second, right? Yeah, I waited 2 hours because I had to go finish a previous engagement. But the first thing I did was make time to record this episode. So the idea was fresh and so I could bring the drive and deliver for you guys because I had a bigger reason than myself. It was for you, the listeners, right? To impact you, the solar professional. An easy way really for me and how I condition myself this way is to think of exactly what I fear or I don't want to do, right? So I get up in the morning and I got this idea from Tim Ferriss, the don't want to do list, he calls it. And you just list out three things you absolutely don't want to do. Maybe I don't want to call this prospect. I don't want to follow up with my deal from last night, right? I don't want to go pay this person to visit. I don't want to go network with a realtor today. And I list out 3 to 5 things that I do not want to do. And you could start with one and then boom, I make that into my execution list for the day. Meaning I find what I don't want to do and now all of a sudden I have to do it. And then I implement it as quickly as possible. So if you've got a thought like, oh man, maybe I should really go follow up with this person. I know it's the right thing to do. Go do it immediately. Stop whatever you're doing and go, or stop as soon as you can and implement this. Get comfortable with doing uncomfortable things. That's what's going to set you apart from anyone in this industry, okay? That's how you become truly relentless. That's how the entrepreneurs and sales professionals clear 7-8 figures plus in this industry. You got to do it, guys. It's uncomfortable. Find ways that you can get uncomfortable and get used to it, because in comfort, we're not going to grow. When we stretch ourselves, we stretch our comfortability, right? We go outside of our bubble. That's when we're going to become a better sales professional and entrepreneur. And that's what I think a true solopreneur is. So guys, that's wrapping up this episode here, okay? To review, what is relentlessness? It means that you're never satisfied. It's a mindset. It means you're always striving towards your potential, not what your competitors are doing. And you take responsibility for everything, okay? Everything, whatever anyone does. Somebody on your team messes up, it's your fault because you didn't train them well enough. Somebody rear-ends you on the way to the office today, it's your fault. You should have left earlier, or maybe you could have driven in a different lane, whatever it is. Take responsibility for every little action, because the person who's responsible is the person who has control, and the person who has control gets to change the world, right? The person who has control gets to influence the outcome of their actions and reach towards their goals. You want to have control, okay? And how do you become relentless? You control your environment. Make sure that the people around you in your life, the things that you consume, right? Food, media, books, whatever it is, make sure that they're in line with your goals and they're pushing you and helping you raise your standard, not bringing it down. It's either going up or it's going down. Make sure that the things you consume on all levels are going up with you. Next is find a bigger reason than yourself to be relentless. Family, right? Community, impact, whatever it is, make sure that you have something that's going to drive you to be relentless. It could be superficial. It doesn't matter. Make sure it's something that motivates you constantly and continue to remind yourself. And then develop an insane amount of discipline in all areas, right? Family, business, finances, downtime, environment. It doesn't matter. Make sure you're disciplined, because how you do anything is how you do everything. And then last is take massive action and get uncomfortable, right? Don't wait. Implement ideas. If you have a thought you need to call somebody, do it immediately and condition yourself to work this way as much as possible. So guys, that is it for this episode number 2. It's a shorter episode. And you know what? Mindset is so important in this game. That's why I talk about it. 80% of sales and entrepreneurship is mindset. 20% is mechanics, okay? We'll talk about the how-tos a lot on this show, right? And we're going to do that. We have a really awesome show lined up later this week with Taylor, and we're going to talk about sales funnels and some Facebook strategies and all that exciting stuff. But if you don't have the right mindset of relentlessly implementing these things, it doesn't matter. I could give you all the tools in the world. I could say, hey, do this immediately and you're going to make 8 figures this year, right? But if you don't have that mindset, you don't have that drive to actually, you know, get there, it doesn't matter. You just won't do it, because we're all human and it's all difficult, and you've got to have that bigger reason, and you've got to have the strategies in place. So guys, that's it for this episode. If you found this useful, go ahead, share it with a fellow colleague, find somebody else who's in the solar industry and entrepreneurship, right? This episode applies to anybody across the board, whether they're in solar or not, right? This applies to everybody. So go out there, share it, leave us a review, like, comment, subscribe, all that great stuff. And until next time, guys, we'll see you. Wow, what another amazing episode of the Solopreneur Podcast. Now, before we take off here, do us a favor and go leave an honest review on your platform of choice or wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps us get the word out about the Solopreneur movement and impact more entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and marketers just like you. And hey, don't forget to head over to Facebook and join the Solopreneur group for more daily content that's going to impact you and help you take your sales game to the next level. See you guys in the next episode.